NEDOC Ki'imi Non Inc. NEDOC has received $2 million in provincial funds to build a new facility that will train more indigenous people for work in the forestry sector. The funds, which come from the Northern Ontario Heritage Fund Corp., NOHFC, will go toward a 7,141-square-foot business training complex that will provide a permanent location for NEDOC to promote First Nations participation in the forest sector. NEDOC is owned by the seven regional First Nation communities of Arrowland, Constance Lake, Ginugaming, Long Lake No. 58, Anambigu Zagig and Anishinaabek, Red Rock Indian Band, and Pays Platte. This new facility will become the cornerstone of the organization and will assist in the promotion of Indigenous participation in the forestry sector in northwestern Ontario, particularly within the Kenegami Forest, said Joe Baxter, NEDOC's president, in an October 5 news release. NEDOC is one of six organizations in northwestern Ontario that are sharing in $5.7 million in provincial funds, announced by Premier Doug Ford on October 5. The remaining projects include $2 million for Minidamun Development Inc., a partnership between the Anambigu Zagig and Anishinaabek, AZA, Arrowland and Ginugaming First Nations, to develop the Migizi Commercial Plaza, which will serve the needs of First Nation members, tourists and regional residents, create jobs, and drive revenue for the partner First Nations and the municipality of Greenstone. Nearly $1.5 million for the municipality of Greenstone to enhance ice-making equipment at the Long Lac Sportplex, Nakina Community Centre and Beardmore Community Centre, and make electrical and exterior door upgrades and table and chair replacements. $200,000 for Instinct Contracting to purchase equipment that will allow for roadside wood processing and enable the company to work closely with First Nation-owned companies for forestry operations in the Kenegami Forest, including harvesting and processing. $60,000 for Arrowland First Nation to conduct a feasibility study for the development of a central multipurpose facility in the community. And over $26,000 for Booth's Air Repair Inc. to hire an apprentice aircraft maintenance engineer to service and maintain aircraft.